Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
It's the Norman Show.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. I'm gay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Normal Show. It's the show where things aren't so normal. As usual, I have Harry and Dave behind the scenes. They're here. They're still here. They're still with us. Amen. And you know who's
Dave's
not-
in Japan again.
Oh, Dave is in Japan. You're right. Konnichiwa, Dave. Konnichiwa is hello, right? Isn't konnichiwa hello?
I believe so, yeah.
Hello and goodbye. Right?
I think so, yeah.
Konnichiwa. Dude, I want to learn Japan so bad.
You want to learn Japan?
Sorry, it's been a rough day. It's been a rough day, dude. Yeah, you know, I just want to study the country. I want to learn Japan. I just want to study the landscape on a map. No, I want to learn Japanese. I pick your poison. Like I'll do any Asian language: Chinese, Japanese, Korean, whatever the other ones are. That's what I want to do. Because it's like, you know, white boy, you don't think he's about to speak perfect fucking Chinese, boy?
Yeah.
And then I bust out. See, I can't even give an example because I don't know anything. But I'm
so
about
you
to get,
would want to learn, like maybe devote 4 years of your life learning a language of a Eastern country so that you can like confuse 11 people.
Yes. It would be crazy. Dude, think about it. Think about I go home for Thanksgiving and like, you know, my uncles and aunts and my grandparents and my parents, they're all sitting at a table. I tell no one that I've been on Romancing the Stone learning Japanese for the past 4 years. And then I bust out like a... God damn it. Then I bust out, throw some Japanese up.
You said another insane thing.
What?
Romancing the Stone?
Yeah. What is...
Do you mean Rosetta Stone?
What is happening to me today? What is going on?
Romancing the Stone?
What is going on? I know what's going on. I'm hungover. God damn it. I went out with some friends.
Romancing the Stone. Stone is
dude,
insane.
Rosetta Stone. It's Rosetta Stone. It's Rosetta Stone. Dude, you know what Romancing the Stone is?
I have no idea.
Growing up in our little hometown mall, there was one of those stores that sold like Himalayan salt lamps and like Aztec masks and you know, didgeridoos or whatever. And it was called Romancing the Stone. And evidently, it's also a movie from 1984.
I'm getting out of this. It just was insane. I was like, thought I was having a stroke. I thought there was like a third. Because, you know, even that you didn't say Duolingo, which is like the main one I feel like people think about, but then you like whipped out a third one that kind of sounds like Rosetta Stone. Just learning a a language that sort of sounds like Japanese but is wrong from a fucking like
from a bootleg
bunk Rosetta website Stone. Called Romancing de Stone.
I'm learning sort of Japanese. I'm learning a language that doesn't exist from a service that doesn't exist. Oh man, I'm learning like Pangean or some shit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh fuck, that's awesome. Well, wait, that's dude, two flubs.
Speaking of Pangea, I learned about an insane conspiracy today.
Are you about to be like Pangea?
No, it's
that all the continents were together.
No. Just like you said Pangea, so it made me think of like crazy-ass conspiracies.
Yeah.
It's called the Weasel Theory Timeline.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically the idea that in 2016, the largest high-energy particle accelerator was shut down because a weasel chewed through the wiring of the particle conductor, and that actually did happen. A weasel shut down this power plant, but that the conspiracy is that what that set us on a alternative timeline in 2016 called the Weasel Timeline.
Okay,
that is explaining everything weird has happened since 2016 had to do with the weasel like fucking up this particle collider.
So the weasel fucked up the particle accelerator, and then that threw us onto Weasel Timeline.
Yeah.
Wow. I believe it. Fuck it. I don't care. I'll take that. Weasel Timeline makes no difference to me. I can't believe I even got the words particle accelerator out of my mouth, given the flubs that I've that I've had so far.
I know. That was crazy.
It's fucking hangover brain, dude. I went out with some friends last night, and I got back home. I wasn't even out late because I streamed, and then... You know, had a little drinky-dranky, and then came back here, you know, and I was like, why don't I record a drunk episode of the pod? Ooh, drunk episode of the pod, let's go. Because I've been sober for quite some time. I fucked up on the 75 hard, and then I restarted it, and I actually saw it through. So I've been sober for like a good... bit, I mean 85 days or something. So then I, you know, relapse naturally, right? I'm just a tourist in sobriety until it becomes a big problem later in life, and then, you know, we go to AA and it's fine. But drunk app of the pod last night, I was like, why don't I do this? Okay. Yep. That was pretty sizz-oss, dude. It was just me, you know. I wasn't going to call
alone.
You.
It was alone. It wasn't, you weren't, no other people.
No, it was me at home, and I was laying in bed, and I was watching our podcast clips, and I was like, we're so funny. And I was like, I should do a drunk episode right now, you know, because I'm laying down and everything is spinning, so I might as well sit up and get some fucking work done, all right? Because I'm always hustling and grinding. And, dude, that was a dog shit episode, for sure, dog shit. And I said many times in the recording, I was like, I went and watched a bit of it this morning. I was like, Jesus Christ, may this never see the light of day. If anything, that is inspiration to keep on track with consistent episodes every Wednesday. Because the second we don't have an episode, we're going to have to pump that one out. So, you know... who knows when that will be released. I said that maybe fucking 15 times in the recording. For real, most of it was about the Minecraft movie.
I was going to say, what did you talk about?
Most of it was the Minecraft movie. I was like, dude, the fucking Minecraft movie is awesome. Yeah, I saw it like a couple days ago. dude, let's fucking sit down and chat about if I had Letterboxd. Just go ahead and give it 5 stars or whatever if you have Letterboxd.
Well, so my friend reviewed it on Letterboxd and gave it 1 star.
Wow. Well, your friend's a fucking idiot.
Actually, Kemp who was on an early episode of Kemp? The Normal Show, he is gave it 1 star. Yeah.
Kemp, what the fuck is your problem?
I know.
How old is Kemp? 50?
He's 14. No, I'm kidding.
Shit.
14-year-old on Letterboxd.
Wow, that 14-year-old on Letterboxd being like, the Minecraft movie, the pacing was a bit too fast for me, you know? Like,
I wonder, let's look up like a Letterboxd for like the SpongeBob movie.
I'm not even kidding. The SpongeBob movie, for real, my favorite movie of all time.
No, I mean, the SpongeBob movie is good.
The original, it is the movie I have seen the most out of any movie.
I once went on a date with somebody who told me that we were talking about TV shows, and they said their favorite TV show ever was SpongeBob. There's an adult like person that I went on a date with, and 3 weeks later they got a job as a writer on SNL.
Wow.
Isn't that hilarious? I'm always like, I can't believe there's somebody who writes for SNL.
Whose
favorite TV show? Well,
that favorite TV show is SpongeBob. That checks out, dude.
Yeah,
SpongeBob's funny.
Really funny.
Exactly, dude. If I'm going on a date and you quote the SpongeBob movie, I'm eating your box for 2.5 hours. All right, like if we can talk SpongeBob, you know, I'm never mind that. Whatever. I'm eating that cookie, brother.
You're eating that box.
I'm chewing on it like a fucking Polly Pocket, like boot.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
This is Kemp's review.
Just a truly rotten concept to the core? What? Kemp? Are you fucking serious? I mean, it's one thing to give it one star, but to be like, just evil movie. Dude, okay, if you go into this being like actually critiquing it from a film standpoint, you're going to be saying bullshit like that, all right? You're going to be like, rotten movie, blah, 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 blah. But here's what I'm saying. My expectations were so low for this movie that it exceeded expectations. So we'll break it down, okay?
Yeah.
So we'll start with the complaints. The whole movie is just Jack Black explaining how Minecraft works and saying and trying to say as many things from Minecraft in the movie. So, and he says it in his patented Jack Black voice. So like Jack Black being like, "Let's rock!" Like that the whole fucking time. That's how he talks the entire time. He's like, you know, flint and steel, chicken jockey. This is an ender pearl. This is a crafting table. This is where you craft the shit. And another thing that pissed me off is that he broke into song like too often. I didn't realize it would be a fucking musical. There were like 4 songs and it made no sense. But it's obvious they're trying to get some clippable moment that'll be viral for the internet. You know, it's like they're trying to recreate the magic that was the Peaches song with the Mario movie. And video game movies are pretty garbage. Like, I have a critique, but it's like, you can say this about pretty much every fucking video game movie or kids movie for that matter. The first 30 minutes are like the Minecraft movie writers railed lines of cocaine and they were like, how do we get to the Minecraft shit as fast as possible? So they're like, this happens and this happens and this happens and this happens and these kids are here and then these kids are, you know, and then Jason Momoa is here and he used to be a fucking professional gamer and then these kids, their parents are fucking dead because, you know, whatever, because you need to feel bad for them and there's got to be some conflict and all that shit. And they leave nothing up for interpretation. Like, they'll spell out everything for you. It'll be like, you know, iron golems in Minecraft. They don't provoke. They don't attack unless provoked. And they say that a bunch. And then at the end, we already know that iron golems don't attack unless provoked. But the evil being is still like, haha, you can't get me because the iron golems won't attack unless provoked.
Right.
And it's like, we fucking knew that. All right. And then and the kids, it's just like the basic trope of like, oh, I'm just a nerdy little nerd guy and no one really understands me. I want to be a rocket scientist and build things, but society doesn't reward creativity. Yeah. Oh, it's this Minecraft, a place where I could be creative to my heart's content. And then maybe I learn that I can also be creative in the real world. Whoa. And then it's like, oh, and I'm the big sister and our fucking parents are dead as fuck. Which is a line she says in the movie. And
she says, my parents are dead as fuck in the movie. No. Oh, you got it. I'm
like, PG. But basically that's, I mean, she might as well say that they slap you across the face with that shit. Like,
anyway, I have a dumb question.
Yeah.
Is there a story of in Minecraft the game?
No, there's Minecraft story mode, but that shit sucks.
Okay.
It doesn't follow that. But they have a, there is a story to follow in the movie. And they kind of make up some characters and they go to the Woodland Mansion. And it was like, it was accurate. Like, the people who wrote it clearly know Minecraft.
Uh-huh.
But it was just, but anyways, I'm making it seem like I didn't like the movie. I was laughing my balls off, dude. I was, and also I went to one of those, vibrator movie theaters. Like,
I know what you're talking about.
Like the seats vibrate.
That's not quite what I would call it, but yeah.
Like the interactive seats.
Yeah.
So like,
that's like downstream from what I was talking about with the bed with the dick in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Hole in it. You're like, you're like, what if I could like very slowly masturbate while watching a PG movie about,
what if I could watch a movie and come at the same time at a whatever. Anyways, it was one of those seats that moved around like Steve would hit you with a sword and you'd be like, whoa. Or the creeper would blow up and it'd be like, it was kind of awesome. But dude, I'm just saying, my expectations were so low. The one-liners in this movie, there's some good ones. Like, for real, some zingers. Like, it's not, I'd say probably about 30% of them hit, but when they hit, dude. They just caught me so off guard. Like, Jason Momoa's character, he has some good one-liners, and they're pretty funny. Jack Black may be the worst part of the movie, and the kids. The kids are annoying. But Jason Momoa, redeeming quality. And then it was like, it began to get so, like, the spelling out so obviously how the game works started to get funny because it happened so often. Mm-hmm. Like, it made me giggle. And then also people cheered for Chicken Jockey. That was funny.
Who's Chicken Jockey?
You have much to learn, Harry. You have very much to learn. You have so much to learn. Who's Chicken Jockey? You might as well be asking, who is Jesus Christ? Because, well, you are
Minecraft
Jewish.
I downloaded it on my phone. When it was like
in preparation for the movie. Oh
no, just like 4 years ago, whenever it came out on the iPhone.
Yeah.
Messed around with it until it was nighttime in the game and then just died immediately and then was like, fuck this, I'm never playing this again. turned it off.
And that's the sign of a weak man, dude. You have no fortitude in your mind.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of the movie, is like, be creative, you know, don't let, you got to build shit, and also don't let the zombies get you down or whatever. I pleasantly surprised, dude. I will say, I mean, it is a video game movie for kids, and that's no excuse for it to kind of suck writing-wise, but it had some zingers, man. Anyways, Chicken Jockey is a baby zombie on top of a chicken. On top of a chicken, he rides it. Chicken Jockey. And there's this viral clip where Jack Black is like, Chicken Jockey, because it's kind of a meme that he just says things that are in the game. So it became a thing to fucking just trash the theater when he says chicken jockey. Like, people get up and they go like, ah, and they're throwing popcorn. I've seen some videos that are fucking nuts, like body slamming theater employees and like people getting on each other's shoulders and throwing popcorn and like punching people in the face and getting naked and shit. Like, crazy. Mine was not that crazy. It was people just cheered.
This is chicken jockey?
Yeah, that's chicken jockey. A Minecraft movie has made chicken jockey a viral thing.
Dude, I don't
this
like...
This just in at CNN. Yeah. The Minecraft movie has made the chicken jockey a viral thing. Yeah. Huh. There are some Facebook moms that were like, we had to leave the Minecraft movie because, you know, someone threw a bag of poop at my son.
Have you seen... That's pretty funny. Have you seen the video of... of the woman reading the Vince Staples rap lyrics?
No, what, is she reading Norf or something?
You would like this, hold on.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Bitch, you thirsty. Please grab a Sprite. Don't die tonight. I just want to dance with you, baby. Just don't move too fast or too crazy. You ever get shady? Oh, it is North North.
Yeah. I think Meghan Trainor had just played.
Can you hear this?
Which is fine. I don't mind that. Okay. I usually listen to
the Christian
to, like,
woman
effect.
Heard the song on the
Toby
radio
Mack,
and she was shaking in disbelief.
Christian music. That's what
Toby
I usually
Mack,
have it
that's a deep cut, bro.
In my car. I had just dropped
Is she
Gabby
about to say the N-word?
Not quite, but
this
yeah,
rap song comes on. And guys, I could not believe what I was hearing.
She like starts crying while she's singing.
Our local radio station bleeped out. But I'm not stupid. Like, we can never again will she listen to this. And I cannot believe this stuff is on the radio.
Wait, look.
I'm sorry. I've got to collect myself because this is what our youth. And I'm telling you that it's a little long, so bear with me.
Oh, she's about to read the lyrics now. She's crying. Says, that's hilarious.
Bitch, you thirsty. Please grab a Sprite. My crip's lurking.
Don't die tonight.
I just want to dance with you, baby. Just don't move too fast. I'm too crazy. Yeah. Man down the ave.
Get shady.
And get Take shaded. A- Take a nigga mind off that. You can get.
Exposing our children. The radio exposing our children to this filth. Never mind me just saying the N-word in front of my kid, who's probably just around the corner, and also reading all the lyrics out loud.
I did not remember that she says the N-word.
It was a different time. It was 13 years ago, you know? White women could get away with saying the N-word at this point in time when they were reading lyrics. That's so fucking funny. Holy shit. Keep going. Also crying about, like, Norf
is
pretty tame.
It's unbelievable. She's just melting down on camera.
Norf is pretty tame. Like, when you compare it.
Slide right back in the function. One wrong word. Start busting. Put that on my Yankee hat. I'm a gangster crip.
It's a crip. Fuck gangster rap. Where the ladies at? Where the hoes? Where the bitches?
Where the bitches?
Every real know the difference.
Bleeped out difference. Bandana brown like the dope daddy shooting in the kitchen. Real nerf side bleeped out. Never went to Polly, Wilson, or Cabrilla.
Okay, wait. We could probably get three N-words and not get demonetized.
Let's see what.
That's probably the max.
How far does she?
Horace says, I ain't never ran from nothing but the police.
I ain't never ran from nothing but the police.
Carry strong heat.
Northside Long Beach. Northside Long Beach. Hit the corner, make a dollar 50. Spit the dollars in my mama children. Folks need portions. Hoes need abortions. Cut to that part. He says hoes need abortions. I wonder what she has to say about that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Business bleeped out. Who you...
Also, like, this person, like, white knighting, no pun intended, white knighting, you know, protecting the kids from Vince Staples, where also the N-word is censored on the radio.
On the radio.
And she, while also being the person to just fucking say the N-word boldly, like, you know, however many times it's in the song.
Oh, no.
This is probably the
worst part. I cannot believe that was on our local radio station. That was on our top our radio station that run in Nerf Side. Bleeped out. Nate Dog, Steepin, where I'm living. Come and follow me. Pistol popping, Poppy Street. Then it goes back to the main chorus.
Is it the second verse that I'm trying to
It's
find?
The second verse.
I ain't never ran. From nothing but the police. From the
Northside Long Beach. North
he carries strong heat. Nate Dogg.
I think it's
still here.
Wait, Nate Dogg's still here because like me. Still police here still dead.
Niggas like what? Me. Police still scared.
She's gonna say the N word again. Yep. Okay.
Really? In the hood, like a dollar sweet tea or a losing burger, you
it's
ain't
before-
with the business. Bleeped out. Do you murder?
Damn.
You ain't heard of Cold Chain, best thing, smoking out the city, riding around with some shotgun that shot Ricky, little bleeped out.
It is so out of control.
It's on our music. I usually listen to Cream.
Hold on. I'm looking up the lyrics Holy because I want to know what she thinks about
ain't
abortion.
With the business bleeped out. Who you murdered? You ain't heard of Cold Chain. Better to clap five times. Better grab. This is ridiculous.
Okay, it's the second verse. Yeah, we skipped to the third verse. We skipped to the third verse. So go back way earlier.
Okay. Real Nerf side bleeped out. Never went to Polly, Wilson, or Cabrilla. Cocaine color of a Crello. I don't even know if I pronounced that right. T-scrap moving for the D-Lo. What he know? Then that was the first verse. This is the main chorus says, I ain't never hit the corner.
There we go. That's
the
it.
The corner. Make a dollar.
Make a dollar 50.
And split the dollars with my mama children.
Mama children.
Folks need portions.
Hoes need abortions. I knew that would upset her. Oh, she's crying about that one. That was really upsetting.
I just need y'all out my
All right,
business.
Pause it. To be fair, hoes do need abortions. Like, if of anyone that needs abortions, that's kind of in the upper... You know, I'd say like top three groups of people who need abortions.
I just can't believe. I mean, she disagrees with you, but I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
Dude, that is so. Dave, you're probably going to have to edit out all the N words. Maybe leave one in there, one wacky one. But, dude, that's so crazy that she is just boldly. Oh, fuck. I've never seen this video, but that's so funny.
Yeah, it's really iconic.
God damn. And, like, the line that made her the most upset, like, her being like, this is the chorus. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police.
Yeah, it's like, doesn't even sound that bad.
That's not bad, and also hard as fuck.
Yeah.
That's a hard as fuck line.
That sounds cool.
I'm sure during this time, Vince Staples probably tweeted about this lady. That's so funny.
Oh, Vince Staples defends Christian women.
Really? He's probably like, this is important, you know? You need people to challenge you.
Oh, that's a...
Not right to attack someone over their stance or their opinion, yeah.
Wow.
Whatever. We're making fun of her. That's hilarious. Dude, you know a stat I learned the other day? Black people, least likely to get Down syndrome. I'm serious. I'm for real. That because I was thinking, I was like, I have never seen a black person with Down syndrome. You know? Have you?
I hadn't thought about it.
Right? See, that's what I'm saying. I thought about it for the first time, and I was like, huh. I've never seen a black person with Down syndrome. And I looked it up, and they're the least likely race to get Down syndrome. It is Hispanic people are the most likely, and then white people.
If I had to guess, I would have guessed white people.
I would have guessed white people, too, because I don't think I've ever seen a Hispanic person with Down syndrome.
Yeah.
Maybe one. But no black people with Down syndrome. I haven't seen any of those fellas. So yeah, just a fun little stat. You know, I learned it was on the back. It was on a Snapple top.
Snapple.
It was a Snapple fact. Mm-hmm. Hey, did you know that black people are less likely to get Down syndrome? That's a huge win.
Well, it depends on your perspective on it.
Well, that's implying that Down syndrome is inherently bad. It's not a huge win.
I believe there's talking about facts. There's like folks with Down syndrome are like live on average happier lives.
That's true. I've never seen an upset person with Down syndrome, like ever. One of my good friends that lived, we went to college together and then we lived in the same city for a while. And his brother, who has Down syndrome, was a bagger at the grocery store I went to every day. Fucking rocked, dude. He was always happy, always excited to see me. He totally did not remember who I was at all. At all. Did not, but he pretended, it was flattering because he pretended like he did. You know, he was like, he wanted to make me feel good because I was like, my man. And he was just like, what's up, dude? Like, what's going on? Like, he just wanted to make me feel like I always remember. But
right, he, like he was being a good
yeah, he was person. Just a great, he was saving my ego. And that was nice. But yeah, the homie, dude, just bagging groceries, happy as shit. Talked about the UFC, me and him.
Probably
I'd strike
Minecraft.
Up a UFC.
Probably the Minecraft movie.
Yeah, and the Minecraft movie, if I still lived there, I'd chat it up with him about the Minecraft movie.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
But anyways.
So why'd you like the Minecraft movie?
Because of the quick zingers. It was pleasant.
Of the zingers.
Oh, and right. Also it implies that there's an implication that a villager and Jennifer Coolidge have sex, which is hilarious.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. A villager makes its way into the overworld, not to spoil this for you, but you know, the guys that are like, hey.
What?
Do you not know those guys?
Wait, I have a surprise for you.
Right. And there's a clip where Jack Black is like, "Oh, Chungus, we meet again," or something.
What is Chungus?
Dude, you are fucking old as shit, bro. What is junk? It's just stupid meme. It's just like fat Bugs Bunny. It was big in like 20.
What are you talking about?
What? Dude, you don't know Big Chungus. Look up Big Chungus.
Look up Big Chungus?
Yeah, look up Big Chungus. You've seen Big Chungus.
This guy?
Yeah, yeah. You don't know Big Chungus.
What's he do?
What is he doing? It's just a picture. Someone just made Bugs Bunny fast. And that's it. What is he doing?
It's fat Kemp. Bugs Bunny.
Kemp is here, everyone.
Are you talking about the fact that there was a character named Chungus in correct. The Minecraft movie?
Yes.
Yeah, and that Harry, was insane.
To which Harry asked who Chungus was, and I was explaining Big Chungus, and he was like, what does he do? Which is just a funny question to ask.
Yeah, I don't know because what he does.
I mean, what does he do?
Okay, all right, well,
motherfucker.
I surprised. Right. I what happened? Oh, I surprised Tyler with a because we were talking shit about your review, Kemp.
Your stupid fucking stance
the Minecraft movie.
On the first of all, let me say this: everyone, welcome Kemp back. He was on an episode, the AI episode, a while back. So first of all. Way too aggressive, dude. If you didn't like the movie, just give it 1.5 stars. Don't be like, this is an evil movie for evil people, or whatever the hell you said.
To be fair, I think I'm like the exact target demographic for this Minecraft movie, not because I liked a lot of Minecraft, but because, also, just like, this is for context, I got this for $30 before the movie.
Okay, that'll mess up your review a little bit. Wow, that's crazy.
I went in like wanting to like it, you know, and I think I have a pretty good case.
You said
on why
a rotten
a
concept.
Rotten to concept
the
to the
core.
Yeah. There is no part of this movie. Okay, so
it sounds like you're talking about a serial killer.
Well, it's a pretty heinous crime what they did.
Kemp, lay your case
explain
out.
It, explain it, why, explain
why,
it.
Yeah, why did
present
you
present your case?
Okay. The first thing, just on like a movie level. You can't have 5 protagonists in a movie and like expect us to care about each one of their arcs, right?
I won't butt in. Present your case.
I don't know who I was supposed to be rooting for. Was it the kid? Was it Jack Black? Was it Jason Momoa? I have no idea.
Maybe the spirit of creativity and how society denounced. Anyways, go ahead.
Maybe, but then that's a 6 protagonist, right? And I don't know if we can handle many more. All right. Mm. Second thing is that there were moments in the movie that I quite enjoyed when they kind of tried something. Mm-hmm. In the end, there's this bit where the pig keeps on trying to stab.
That was my favorite
Jack
bit, dude. He was like, "Do you have a little knife? Are you hiding a little knife under there?"
Like, no, Harry, I think you'd like this bit too. She's like, she keeps on trying to stab him, and he's like, "Are you gonna try to stab me?" And she's like, "No." And then he comes
and
closer,
she
tries to stab him, and he just slaps the knife away. And then she's like, "Come back, I have something to tell you. He's like, "You're gonna try to stab me again?" And she's like, "No." And then she tries to stab him, and he slaps
it
again.
It was a good bit.
It's a good bit, you know. And when they tried to do something like that, I like the Jennifer Coolidge subplot.
We were just talking about that. That was great.
That was great. But again, did it really matter? No. It was a whole thing that did not matter, which is fine. But it was
a movie about a fucking video game. None of it matters.
I hear you, but have you seen the new Jumanji movies? Like, let's use
that's
that
fair,
as a contrast.
But also,
point.
Jumanji is... What do you mean, the new Jumanji? Jumanji is a movie. These new movies are based off the Robin Williams movie, which is based off a book, not a real game that exists. But,
It's close enough, though. It's in the same vein.
That's fair.
Okay, my main gripe with the movie is apparently I've been proven right. My friend was telling me that I saw it was telling me that there were clips about Jason Momoa talking about this. The whole thing was Jason Momoa trying to be Jack Black. That was the whole concept of the movie. And the problem is that when you try to be Jack Black and you're with Jack Black, you are going to lose.
Correct.
You know, you're gonna look like an idiot. And there was this weird dynamic between the two of them where it was like Jason Momoa like trying to one up Jack Black and show that he could do it, but he can't do it. No one can do what Jack Black does, and that's okay. You know,
my hot take is that Jack Black was one of the worst parts of the movie. Like, I thought Jason Momoa had some good lines, dude.
That is like fundamentally we watched had different experiences.
I thought Jason Momoa, like 30% of his one, he had some one-liners, dude, that slip in there. They were kind of funny.
No, dude, it was awful. It was like, what is this guy doing?
Really?
You know, he was a producer, you know? So I kind of have a theory that he just made this movie to be
He tried to like give himself awesome lines. Well, it worked on me. Totally worked on me.
He wrote the like 69 scene. He wrote the scene where they like 69.
That's like Matt Damon writing Good Will Hunting. He wrote Good Will Hunting. And he makes himself the cool fucking cool guy. And he's like, would you, you know, how about them apples? And everyone's like, oh, got your fucking ass, idiot. He's like, do you like apples?
Just
whatever.
Like
it's the same
Will
thing.
Hunting.
It really is.
The Minecraft movie is just like Good Will Hunting. Totally.
The Minecraft movie is Good Will Hunting. Matt Damon is Jason Momoa. Or Jason Momoa
At the end of the movie, even, Jason Momoa, Steve, played by Jack Black, puts on a jacket, right? That's supposed to be a copy of Jason Momoa's jacket. Right? And so we're supposed to buy that Jack Black, I think subliminally, Jason Momoa is trying to convince us that Jack Black wants to be Jason Momoa.
Interesting.
But
reality, I think you just...
Jason Momoa wants to be Jack
Black. I think
Black.
You just got way too deep into it, dude. I think you just need to take a step back. You need to just, you know, appreciate it for what it is. You know, who cares if there are 5 protagonists? Who cares if there are 10? Minecraft is a movie. Jennifer Coolidge had sex with a villager.
I liked that part
a lot.
That
was good. It was awesome.
I liked
awesome.
That part a lot.
And it was cinema, and the chicken jockey thing happened, and
the chicken jockey thing was
and
awesome.
Everyone cheered.
It just felt like everything. It felt like the first movie that I've seen that was like, this is written by
Harry. Are you following anything?
I'm kind of hitting the beats at this point. Did the chicken? Did people freak out about the chicken jockey for you, Kemp?
I had a pretty good reaction. I didn't have like. People throwing shit.
Dude, that's
like
what I
hope.
Was telling him. People are like, you know, committing suicide at like at the showing of the chicken jockey. Mine was just kind of like, woo, and then that was it.
Yeah. One of my favorite parts about the movie also, my experience was that there was like a woman who was like talking back to the movie, being like, this shit's boring.
Oh yeah, I love when people like, do that. It's like they can't.
But it's
hear
also
you,
like,
dude.
Why are you going to the Minecraft movie to like I guess I'm the person talking shit about the Minecraft
exactly.
movie. Exactly. But I didn't do it in the viewing.
Yeah,
you know?
That's fair.
I just think there are fun bad movies that I really enjoy watching, and this was a not fun
really?
Bad movie.
I thought it was a fun bad movie. That's crazy.
No,
we just are complete.
It didn't try enough. You liked me.
Dude, you talk exactly like somebody who leaves Letterboxd reviews, dude. you speak just how I thought you would. You're like, it's trying too hard. It insists upon itself. Fucking Peter Griffin, Family Guy clip. You know, that is what you're doing right now. Just go to the movie. But listen, I'm a simple man. I'm a fucking idiot. Every movie I see is the best movie I've ever seen in my life. The last movie, that's how I operate, you know? I don't think any deeper than that.
What would you give it, Tyler?
Throw 5 stars up there.
You're out of your mind.
And say, can you reply to reviews? Can you be like, this
guy
is wrong?
Yeah, I can reply as Kemp.
Reply to Kemp.
I can reply as me to Kemp.
Reply as you to Kemp and be like, wrong. incorrect. No one listened to this review.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
No, I walked away from this movie saying I will never see Jason Momoa the same way again.
I said that too, but in a good way.
No, I said that in a bad way. I said,
yeah, there we go. Get fucked. Now your review is bunk.
You got me.
All right, Kip. Well, I enjoyed this debate. Thank you for coming back on.
Yeah,
this was nice.
Happy to help, guys. Happy to help.
Yeah, he's gone. Wrong, incorrect. Guys, put in the comments down below who won the Minecraft movie debate. Huh? Was it me or was it Kemp? Who won? Okay? Who won? When does this come out? Will the Minecraft movie even still be a thing by the time this comes out? Oh, fuck, man. That literally, I don't know why that made me laugh so much, but you saying, what does he do to Big Chungus? It brought tears to my eyes. Fuck. Holy shit. Because what does he do? That's a great question. Holy fuck. Oh, man. All right. Good to see Kemp. Good to see he's doing well and being fucking pretentious about the Minecraft movie. Ridiculous.
Oh, man. That was funny.
That was awesome. That was a great surprise.
Yeah. Glad.
Glass shatter, stone cold Steve Austin music playing.
Yeah, except
Kemp arrives.
Kemp.
Here's my review on the Minecraft movie.
Final thoughts before we get out of here?
Yeah, I got a few things. And by a few, I mean one thing. What does tariff mean? I know it's raising the price on products or something. And
yeah, it's like a tax on trade.
Sorry. I asked you what it was and then cut you off.
Just were
immediately words.
Like, what's
actually,
the next thing?
Shut up. Go ahead.
It's like a really fat Bugs Bunny.
I'm explaining to you what Big Chungus is.
And I'm explaining.
And you're explaining to me the economic state of the country right now. And I'm like, hold on.
That's the cultural exchange we've got going on here.
Go ahead.
No, it's just that it's a tax that makes it so if companies want to sell to America, they have to pay America a tax.
And gotcha.
Because there's so much shit that's like made in China or made in all these other places, it disincentivizes global trade.
Okay. Well,
but it will the reason everything's getting all fucked up is because it's like all the businesses rely on it being a certain price. And so then if you make the price more, it's like fucking.
Yeah. Guys, just stay strong and trust Trump. Okay. It'll turn around. If you're thinking about investing into the stock market right now, specifically the S&P 500, I say do it right now. Do it. Put all your money, put it in there. There's honestly going
to
be
like,
a sweet spot.
This is not financial advice.
And this is financial advice. Do it. Come on. Every day I check my retirement accounts and I want to die. That it's crazy. Like
just watching the numbers go down.
It's just, it reminds me of crypto and like, you know, 2020 or 2019 or whatever, 2021.
That seems right, because the same people who loved crypto now love Trump.
That is an astute observation, and you know there seems to be a pattern here. I thought the whole thing with Donald Trump is like his whole selling point was like groceries are going to be cheaper, eggs are, you can't be spending this much on eggs. Like, yeah. Do you want Kamala? I get in trouble for that. Kamala in office, you know, she's going to make eggs $11. You know what happened? Eggs are $11. God damn it, dude. I went to Canada.
He's got it right, dude. He's bringing the prices down. He just is bringing the prices of S&P 500 stocks down.
Yeah, exactly. He got twisted. We got his words mixed up. He meant when he's going to bring the price down, he meant he's going to bring the stock market down to the ground.
The whole economy down.
Correct. That's what he meant. So that the dollar is virtually worthless. We're still doing better than Canada, though. It's kind of awesome. Better is a relative term, but I went to Canada. I went to Vancouver. I got a passport, so I figured I might as well travel to Canada. That's actually where I saw the Minecraft movie. And I saw the Canadian version. And maybe that's why it was better. And maybe that's why Kemp got a different experience.
It would be funny if it was like a totally different cut.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I got some awesome scenes with Jason Momoa, and that's why I think he's great in it. And he thinks he sucks. But I went to Canada, and tensions between the U.S. and Canada are high right now. And I thought that the border patrol guy would, you know, spit in my face and tell me to suck his dick or something. But because I, you know, the tornadoes were happening in Nashville, so my Vancouver flight got canceled. So I had to fly to Seattle, take a rental car from Seattle to Vancouver. And I mean, he seemed a little angry. I don't know if that's just generally how border patrol people are, but he was like, what are you doing here? Yada, yada, yada. And I explained, you know, I'm coming across the border to see the Minecraft movie. And he was like, what do you do for work?
Yeah, I heard good things about it.
Yeah. He's like, wow, I gave that 5 stars on Letterboxd, actually. Like, yeah, thank you, man. He was like, what do you do for work? And I can't lie to the border patrol guy. So I have to tell him about making videos. And then he was like, well, why are you coming back on Wednesday if you don't have a real job? And I was like, God damn, dude. Wow. Ouch. First of all. Second of all, I don't know. You have a good point, but yeah. Shit. You asked what my job was, and then in the same breath, you were like, not a real job. But in Canada, that shit, money's not real, dude. Like, I'll buy shit at gas stations. It'll be like $9, and I'm like, fuck, that's so expensive. Turns out, 9 Canadian, which is like $0.
Really?
USD. Yeah, it's awesome.
That is sick. That's how it was when I was in Japan, too.
But anyways, yeah, that's, you know, whatever. Maybe we go to war with Canada. And if we go to war with Canada, we're going to fucking destroy Canada. That's crazy. There's no way Canada. Yeah, absolutely bodied. Just pile driven. Anyway, so that's a threat, Canada. Keep that in mind. That's the app, guys. Let me know. Again, let me know who won the Minecraft movie debate. Let me know what you think Big Chungus does. And episodes come out every Wednesday. We'll see you next Wednesday and the Wednesday after that and the Wednesday after that. And then the Wednesday that we don't have an episode, you guys will get the coveted, super secret, hammered episode. And it'll be awesome. We're on more than just YouTube. Check us out on other streaming platforms. See y'all's laters. Chicken Jockey. Goodbye. The Normal Show is produced by Harry Krinsky and Dave Bonowitz. Our editor is Dave Bonowitz. Theme music and graphics by Matt Zimmerman. We will see you next week. It's the Normal Show.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.